is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the complete program today, because we have another great song of the faith for you, and we are continuing with our series of messages on Bible doctrine, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, as you know, he has broken down this study into subtopics, and today we end our study of the doctrine of grace. But tomorrow we'll begin a study of the doctrine of adoption. So be sure to tune in each and every day you can. And I also want to remind you to tell others about the program. Invite them to tune in with you. Well, right now, let's hear the hymn of his garment, and then Dr. Green.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Direct us, our Father, as we study today, and may some soul be born again. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday, of course, I know some of you did not hear the sermon yesterday, but I read John 20, verses 30 and 31, the key to the Gospel of John. And the key is, these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life through his name. Now that's John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. These two verses tell us why God gave to us, why God has given to us this book, the Gospel of John. Now, yesterday I read chapter 1, verses 11, 12, and 13. Then I read chapter 3, part of the chapter, down through verse 14. Now, today I'm going to begin with verse 16, and we're going to bring to a close, as I said, today, the messages on grace and salvation. Now, in chapter 3 and verse 16 of John, for God so loved. Now, that conjunction for, that connecting word, connects that to the preceding statement, the statement that helped Nicodemus to understand the new birth. Nicodemus did not understand the new birth, and so Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That is, God so loved, he gave Jesus to be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now here's the verse that I'm going to use to bring salvation, and of course in connection with the doctrine of salvation, we've been talking about grace, and today I'm going to bring to a close the messages on Bible doctrine concerning grace and salvation. Now here's the verse. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is condemnation. Light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Now verse 18 is the verse that I'm going to use to bring this message to a close. He that believeth on him. You remember I said on the last broadcast, as many as received him, as many as believed on his name, to them God gave power to be born of God, born into the family of God. We are born by hearing the word, born of incorruptible seed by the word of God, 1 Peter 1:23. In John 5:24, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. How? He that heareth my word. How? He that believeth on me. What happens? He is raised from the dead. He is made alive. He will not come into condemnation. He will not spend eternity in hell. Why? Because he believes my word. He believes my word, and I save him through the incorruptible seed, the word of God, that brings faith, that brings grace, that brings salvation. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Three things, three clear as a crystal things set forth in that verse of Scripture. Believers are not condemned. Believers are forgiven and saved and delivered from condemnation. He that believeth not is condemned. All who are not believers are condemned. I don't care if you do not get drunk. You say, Brother Green, I don't get drunk. That doesn't make any difference. Now, I don't mean by that that you'll get drunk after you're saved. But I mean, if you don't drink, that doesn't save you. You say, I don't gamble, that doesn't save you. You say, I don't take God's name in vain, that doesn't save you. We are not saved by leaving off certain things or all things. We are not saved by excluding from our life. We are saved by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Saved by the grace of God through faith. And faith becomes ours by hearing the word of God. He that believeth not is condemned already. Now you say, I hope I won't be lost. You are already lost. You're not going to be, you are now. That is, if you're not a believer. If you are a believer, you're not lost. You're a child of God. But if you're not a believer, you're lost right now, this very moment. And the only thing between you and hell is one heartbeat, just one, just a second. In a second of time, you can go out into eternity with a heart attack and many, many other ways. All right? Now then, the next thing, why is a man condemned? He that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed. Now there are the three things. Believers are sons of God. Unbelievers are condemned already. Unbelievers are condemned because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now you say, Brother Green, I don't know what it means to believe. You know what it means to believe in a banker, don't you? You put your money in the bank, you know what that is. You know how, in other words, you may have, most of us have never met the president of the bank where we bank, but we put our faith and we believe in him. If we didn't, we wouldn't put our money in his bank. We buy war bonds or freedom bonds, whatever they call them now, and the reason we have faith in the government, we believe the government will stand. If we thought the government would fall, we wouldn't spend our money for bonds. We have faith in the doctor. We go to the doctor and he writes a prescription, and we have faith in what he writes because we do what he tells us. We go to the drugstore. The druggist puts something in a bottle and we take it. That's believing. That's faith. It seems that man can have faith in everyone but God, but man refuses to have faith in God. Jesus said to his disciples in Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Now, faith is believing, and believing is having faith. And the faith that will save you is to believe that God did send Jesus into the world and allowed him to be nailed to a cross and lifted between heaven and earth on a cross, and that he bled and he died. And he did it to save you from sin. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Buried, rose again the third day according to the scriptures. We have one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. Believe that and put your faith and trust in Jesus, and I'll guarantee you, you will not spend eternity in hell. What does it mean to believe? It means to have the kind of faith in God that you have in your banker. You put your money, you put your valuables in a lockbox or a safety deposit box in a bank, all right? Put your spirit into the hands of God by faith. You say, Lord God, here is my spirit, my soul. Here is my inner man. I do trust thee as my Savior. Save me now. I'll guarantee you, God will save you. Write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you'll know it. I don't mean you'll shout. I don't mean you'll weep and cry and laugh and clap your hands and run and jump. I mean you'll have peace, and you'll know it. You'll know there's peace in your heart. If you're afraid to die, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for your salvation, supposed to be salvation, because you don't have any. You don't have any. If you are afraid to die, now I don't want to die, and you don't want to die, that's different. I don't want to die. I hope I'll be raptured. But I've been as near death as any human being has ever been. I've been as near death as any human can go and come back. And I want to say truthfully that I've never feared dying since God saved me, and I was tormented before I was saved. I go to bed at night and I could see the fires of hell engulfing my soul. That's right. I could actually see the leaping flame in hell. And it frightened me. I was afraid to go to sleep. But then God saved me one night. I didn't understand it, but I accepted Jesus by faith. And Jesus saved me and put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I can truthfully say, I've never doubted until this day, until this moment, I've never doubted. God saved me that night when I said, Lord, I don't know how to pray and I don't know what to say and I don't know how to ask you for what I want, but God, you know what I want. You know, dear Lord. And he did. And he understood. And he saved me. God looks on the heart. Now, in this same chapter, and I'm using verse 18 today as a text, in this same chapter, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son. Now, we have that word on. Of course, it's in 18 too, he that believeth on him. But in this verse, I want you to see, he that believeth on the Son hath, H-A-T-H, not when you die, but right now. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. We're not going to be, we are now. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. That's what the Bible teaches. We know that we've passed from death unto life. 1 John 3:14, 1 John 3:3, 3:1 through 3, we are the sons of God now. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. I know. And the blind boy that Jesus healed, the Pharisees said to the blind boy, give God the glory. This man Jesus is a sinner. And the blind boy said, whether he's a sinner or not, I can't answer. But one thing I can answer, I was blind and now I see. If you're born again, you know it. And if you don't know it, I beg you to fall upon your knees now. And don't you get up off your knees until you have peace. And the only way you'll ever have peace on your knees or off your knees, the only way you'll ever have peace is to receive Jesus by faith. And when you receive Jesus by faith, peace will come into your heart. He that believeth on him hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth. The wrath of God abideth on him. If you're not a born-again believer, the wrath of God abideth. That means the wrath of God hovers over your head right now. Sinner friend, listen. Mother in the home, young man, young woman, daddy in the home, granddaddy, grandmother in the home, businessman riding down the highway, out there in the place of business, in the grocery store, wherever you are, of course, in this day and hour, people work 7 days a week. They don't work Monday through Saturday. Many people work 7 days a week. And so all hours of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're listening at midnight, if you're listening at the break of day, if you're listening at the noon hour, if you're at home, at the job, in the store, in the shop, wherever you are, if you know down deep in your heart right now, if you know that you're lost, I plead with you not to put it off another minute. Get down on your knees now and ask God to save you now. God will save you. Just talk to God like you'd talk to your doctor. Talk to God as you would talk to a lawyer. Talk to God as you would talk to me. You come to me and say, Brother Green, I'm lost. I'm worried. I'm afraid. I need a Savior. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven. Well, tell God. He'll do it. Tell God. Talk to God like you'd talk to your best friend and say, dear God, I want you to forgive my sins. He will, and that's Bible doctrine. Now, I'm going to give you in Romans chapter 10 some verses that'll help you if you want to be helped. In Romans 10:13, for whosoever, now that takes in you, don't say it, doesn't, it does. You say, I don't know whether salvation's for me or not. Well, this'll answer that. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that's clear enough. Whosoever, that takes in everyone. Now how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? All right, so believing precedes calling. How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? Hearing precedes believing. Hearing and believing precedes calling. Watch it. And how shall they hear without a preacher? So I'm preaching. I'm preaching. You're hearing. Now believe what you hear and call on Jesus, and whosoever shall call shall be saved. And that's Romans 10, 13, and 14. Romans 10, 13, and 14. Now here are the two verses that put me on the solid rock of assurance. Here they are. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Have you done that? And shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Have you done that? Have you confessed with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, God's Christ? Do you believe in your heart that they crucified him, buried him, and God raised him the third day? Do you believe that? Then if you do, the Bible says you're saved. Look at verse 10. For with the heart, H-E-A-R-T, heart, not with a checkbook, not with the hands or the feet, the eyes, but with the heart. Man believeth unto righteousness. You become righteous by believing. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. For the heart, not the head, from the heart. We have in the heart. Man believeth unto righteousness with the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. Now, when you believe in your heart that Jesus died for you, and you ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, and in your heart you believe that he'll do what he declares he will do, when you do that in your heart, I declare upon the authority of God's word, you're saved when you do that from the heart. Now you say, preacher, how do I know I'm sincere? Well, I'll say this. Hypocrites may go to church and big meetings where they can be seen and make a show. But hypocrites don't listen to the Gospel Hour or any other gospel broadcast and get down on their knees and ask God to save them. When they do that, they cease to be a hypocrite. You're not a hypocrite. You know in your heart that you're sincere. You know in your heart that you want to be saved and you need to be saved. You know that. And so I beg you with all the sincerity and all the seriousness of my soul, I beg you, bow your head and, if you can, get down on your knees. I'm speaking to people in automobiles riding down the highways. I'm talking to those who are in airplanes. We get letters from pilots and captains of boats, fishing boats, shrimp boats, other boats. People are listening everywhere. Now, if you can, get down upon your knees and talk to God and close your talk with God with words like these. Dear God, I receive Jesus as my Savior now. I believe on him as my Savior now. I trust him as my Savior now. And then in your own way and words say, come into my heart, Jesus, and save me. Come into my heart and forgive my sins. And he will. Father, in the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, for Jesus' sake, save every soul that's under conviction now. Thank you, Father, for those who are trusting Jesus. In his name, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Now, if you've missed the earlier programs this week or had to turn the radio off early, then you miss hearing about our new gift offer for this week, Gift Offer W. Also call it the Salvation Offer, because that's what it's all about, especially this week. All of our offers are about salvation, I guess, but this one is really highlighting salvation, how to be saved, what does it mean to actually believe on Jesus. So Gift Offer W contains one book and three CDs containing four sermons preached by Dr. Green before a live audience and on the radio. And it's all available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Please send more if you can. Pray about it, ask the Lord's guidance, and do as he directs. And if you can send $25, $30, or even more, I urge you to do so. But if you ask for Gift Offer W and send a donation of at least $20, I'm going to send you first a sermon preached by Dr. Green in the Big Green Tent many years ago, back in the 60s. It's called People Tagged for Hell. It's about an hour long. He always preached at least an hour before a live audience, and you will feel like you were there in the big tent as he preaches this great sermon. Then we have one of the CDs from our Classic Radio Sermon series of CDs. This one has two sermons. Are you saved? A very, very, very important question. The second sermon is Seven Bible Knots, N-O-T-S. Seven Bible Knots. What are they? Well, you'll find out in this message. Both of these sermons were preached on the radio originally. Then we have a sermon Dr. Green preached in the Tabernacle Baptist Church, our home church. This was in December 1973 at our Christmas revival. It's a message on salvation. It didn't quite finish because it was a long song service and the tape ran out right before Dr. Green finished, but it's almost all there. It's very important and well worth listening to. The message on salvation. Finally, Believe and Be Saved, a book by Dr. Green, 366 pages long, a hardback book containing 14 chapters plus a foreword and an introduction. 14 chapters, in-depth study of believing. So to get the book and all three of the compact discs, just ask for Gift Offer W or the Salvation Offer and send your donation of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.